Hello, and welcome to the Blaze Reports. Today, I'm going to talk about the new $300 million student loan debt plan Joe Biden has made. Congratulations, you now have student loan debt. How the taxes are going to be. I'm going to kind of go on a wing here, look at some of these Twitter reactions, hashtag cancel student debt, see what people are saying about this. I know a lot of people are probably going to be crazy loonies saying, thank God now I could do all this stuff. Oh, I don't have debt anymore. Thank you, Joe Biden. This is a low. This is an all-time low, I think, for Joe. I think he knows he's going to lose. Nobody likes this guy. And he's doing this so he could get back the some of the young vote, some of the, you know, people who just graduated college are in debt, that vote that he was losing. I think he still might be losing, but this isn't going to help. This is an all-time low for him. They all think that they're going to be fine and dandy with no more student loan, but now they're going to have to pay higher taxes. So let's see. Here we go. Starting with the good one here. Chuck Schumer, this guy. I'm so proud to have worked with at DebtCrisis.org and so many others to address the crushing student loan debt crisis in our country because of President Biden's action to hashtag cancel student debt. Tens of millions of Americans are now breathing easier, and we will keep going. So my problem with this guy is evil. He should know that, yeah, maybe tens of thousands of people's student loan are gone, but now everybody in the country's taxes are up. And people who worked their butt off to try and pay off all their student debts, to do whatever they can to pay it off, not have any debts. Now, they could have just done this, and now they have to pay higher taxes for other people's student debts. I mean, imagine that. Imagine if somebody works your butt off 24/7 trying to pay off your debts, and you finally get it, and this happens. So what he talks about, he's so happy about this, right? But I don't know, maybe we should address the fact about the taxes again. I've said it a couple times already. You're happy about 10,000 people breathing easier. How about the whole world breathing a little harder? The whole country, sorry, breathing a little harder. Let's see. The Democratic Coalition. Sheesh, it's sad how many people are angry that a good thing happened to other people. Good thing happened to other people. That's what they think. But if you look at it, like I said, the taxes up. Everything's going up. What happened to the inflation bill, right? We're inflation, and now we're giving $300 million bill to cancel student loan debts. Very, very smart there, Joe. Very smart. See, Dave Camper. I'll remind folks of what I posted before. In 1960, you could pay for a 4-year at University of Minnesota with 6 weeks at minimum wage job. Student debt is a consequence of systematic defunding of higher education. Not bad borrower decisions. Hashtag cancel student debt. Yeah, but 1960, I mean, it's a lot different time then. And every time that this is kind of happened with stuff like this, colleges have raised their prices a lot. Let's see, Laurel Cornfield. I just wrote a letter to President Biden demanding that he hashtag cancel student debt. At POTUS said he would decide on student debt cancellation within weeks. Now is the time to ensure he takes action. Will you join me? No, I will not join you. Because in, 8 years from now, I don't want to pay a lot of more money than I could be with taxes. And I'm going to have no student debt, so I'm going to be good. I'm not going to have debt. I'm smart. I mean, oh, here we go. OMG. Thank you, Joe Biden, for 10K forgiveness. Oh, my God. Thank you, Joe Biden, because in the next 5 years, I'm going to be paying a lot more than that with higher taxes. Oh, thank you, Joe Biden. You're awesome. You're awesome. I know I've said taxes a lot here, but it's because it's true. It's just true. I mean, there's no really, that's the only argument you have to have against this is taxes, is inflation is already super high with this guy. I mean, it's just, now I'm going to go on a little bit of the Mar-a-Lago raid and kind of the reactions on Twitter. I know a lot of people are very mad about this. I was too. I think it is a disgrace. I loved when Dan Bongino went on Fox News Alert when Jesse Waters was hosting it because of the Mar-a-Lago raid. He comes out there and he says some great, great, great things. Let's see. This is, we're looking at Vibe. So this should be good with the Twitter reactions we put on here, right? Ice-T. Oh, this is a good one. This is actually going. I like Ice-T. 6 a.m, feds at your door. What a disgrace, right? The President of the United States. President of the United States. Oh, my God. So, you're telling me when Hillary Clinton, she took a bunch of classified documents. She was never a president. She never had the right to have those. President Trump, yes, like I said, President Trump was a president. He has the right to those classified documents. And he, like he said, if they would have just asked for, if he would have just asked for, you know, to have him back, he would have given back. I mean, you do this to Roger Stone, an elderly man. You come to his house with all these, with the freaking all these people outside for elderly man. I mean, this is, and then the documents came out, right, yesterday, and they're all blocked off, right? what about Zuckerberg and the FBI telling him to silence the Hunter Biden laptop, right? Let's talk about that a little more, right? Come on, fake news. Oh, sorry, real news? Oh, wait, they're fake? Oh, yeah, that's right, they are fake. They don't want to talk about how the FBI lied to Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg's not the best guy either, but I mean, still. In America, where you raid your president, your former president, who might be running for re-election, most of the country thinks he is, I think he is, and you raid him, you do everything you can to bombard him and try and give him a criminal offense so he can't run, or you try to make him look bad. What kind of America is that? Man who lowered gas prices were an all-time low, a man who fought for the people, a man who gave peace in the Middle East. And now we have a guy who left the Taliban take over, who his gas prices are up, we're up $8 at one point. They still are high. They're celebrating it going down like 15 cents. Good job. 15 cents. There's a whole chant about him. Let's go, Brandon. There's a whole chant about this guy. I bet you right now, if you tweet, he's an idiot, just that 99% of the world would know what you're talking about right now. And they're trying to make the other guy look bad. Oh, here's a good one. It's actually a picture of, like, the fake FBI warrant, or the FBI warrant, but it's all black, like, it's a crayon, like, black in the back, and it says, Orange Man Bad. It's, like, in crayon, it's FBI warrant. That's a good one. I saw them trying to say Ron DeSantis was a dictator, but like he said, dictators try and keep our kids out of school, dictators try and shut us down. This is a great line. He says, dictators try to bring people down, I bring them up. I thought that was really great. Like I said, this is just a disgrace. I mean, raiding the former president's house, which who should be the president now? Real votes are 80 million, 20 million. There's no way. No way Joe won. Those are the real votes, 80 to 20. Joe Biden, who couldn't get more than 10 people in a crowd, has more votes than Barack Obama and Donald Trump. There's just no way. What are you going to do, though? The FBI is corrupt. We're in a corrupt world, people. We need to fix it. And they're trying to take our guns. They're trying to do everything they can to get rid of our power. It's terrible. What do they think Trump's going to do, too? like, freaking go on the side of a road and sell nuclear secrets and that. I mean, what do they think he's going to do? Oh, it's just, it really is nuts. I mean, and now the crime in New York City. Crime in New York City is terrible. Crime everywhere has become terrible, but especially New York City. So bad. Like that one man who just, you know, came out of nowhere and sucker punched some other man, and he fell to the ground. He had to be rushed to the hospital. And the man gets off, right? Didn't he get off? Even though he was, like, he was also a sex offender, I'm pretty sure, like a second degree. It's just, and then, this is why we need guns, because I always see these videos and that of people fighting back with their guns. I mean, people working at gas stations, people just working anywhere, people who are out in the street, they're fighting back. They're fighting back. This is 2022, they're fighting back. There was a man on a train in New York City who was scaring everybody with a hammer, actually. But, of course, he got scared because he was bullied off the train by two fearless men. And that's what these people are. They're scared. They're little wussies. And they just, they want to hurt people because they're sick. They're sick, sick people. And the crime in New York City, New York City has not learned their lesson. Not learned their lesson with the Democrats there, huh? Select another Democrat. Let's do it. Let's see what happens. Oh, crap. Crime in New York City is even higher? Wow. Shucks. Oh, shucks. It's almost like you don't even know what to say anymore. They're trying to divide us. They've always tried to divide us. They're trying to divide us more than ever. At least more people are starting to look up and see how bad Joe Biden is. I mean, you see the college football chants, you see everything. Just, it's not good what he is doing to our country. It's not good that people are still submerged in his lineness or his whatever you want to say. People still like him. People are still with him. I mean, how can you still be with this man? He's terrible. And the FBI is so corrupt. So corrupt. It's just terrible. They go for a document investigation. He's a president. He can have that stuff. Yeah, they could ask him to give it back, and he would have. What about, like I said earlier, Hillary? She was never a president. She doesn't have the right to that stuff. And they don't do nothing about that. It's finally starting to come out some of Hunter Biden's laptop. The big man, Big Joe. Some of that stuff's starting to come out. I'm pretty sure I saw something about him taking showers with, like, his niece. And still, it hasn't been too big of a... I mean, that's still not a big story somehow. That was Trump, then, you know, that'd be terrible. Or he took showers with, his daughter, sorry, not his niece. She says that she was allegedly abused. Yeah, I mean, it's just terrible. This man is terrible. He could have been impeached. Could be impeached now. I mean, he should be. right when Trump got in office, they tried to impeach him. I mean, we never said anything about that right away, right? But now, look what he's doing. Everyone wants to be impeached. This man is, he's old. I mean, he's got dementia. It's not really his fault, but he's also just not a good person. Sorry to say it, but our president right now, with the stuff that's come out on Hunter Biden's laptop and everything, he's just not a good person. It's not the man we want running our country, and I don't think this is the man people are going to vote for in 2024. I don't think this is the party that people are going to vote for in 2022. I really don't. People are starting to open up. Now, folks, please open your eyes. Vote in 2022. Vote Republican, or vote who you think is the right choice, even if they're a Democrat. Maybe they're like a JFK Democrat. Vote. Because we can't have these people running our country anymore. We're ruining it. Pretty soon, in 4 years, you won't be able to... If Biden wins again somehow, which if they cheat again, then you won't recognize your country in 10 years. Crap, you won't recognize your country in 4. I'm going to leave it at that. This has been the Blaze Report with me, Nico Blaze.